So 13 wickets in a day, 9 wickets after tea. It's not quite your normal oval situation in a championship, is it?
No, it's not. I think we knew this morning that it was going to be a pretty good wicket. I think history tells you that, and it was no different today. I think it's a pretty good batting wicket, and for 13 wickets to 4 is a bit strange, but as I said, the game's moving forward.
I mean, we're so used to having flat wickets here and the ball not deviating much. Did it deviate much today?
Maybe a little bit with the new ball. I think that's probably natural, obviously, the time of year, even though the sun's out. Like I said, it's still a good batting wicket. I think when the ball gets old, it probably gets a little bit more easy paced and nice to bat on, so let's see what happens.
So 9 wickets after tea suggests something else?
It does. I think probably a couple of poor shots from them. And then, obviously, with a new ball, you can lose wickets on any pitch. So, as I said, it's the game's in the balance. I think we're probably ahead of the game after being, obviously, after being in the field today. But as I said, it's been a good day for us.
So you pick up 4 of the last 5 wickets. They lost 6 wickets for 24 after tea. I mean, was it turning a bit for you? What was it doing?
No, not really much spin, I think. Probably more so a couple of poor shots, soft dismissals, and then, you know, a couple of decent balls. So I think that's part of the game. Some days you have a bit of luck, and luckily today was a bit of luck for me.
So they bowled out for 211. Was that about right in those conditions or under par or what?
I think at tee we were looking just to keep it as tight as we can. Probably not. It's probably not a 200 all-out wicket. But as I said, we've done well to bowl them out on that pitch, and we should be, you know, pat ourselves on the back a little bit.
A couple of good partnerships for them, wasn't it? Elgar, there was Burns as well in the afternoon, and then Pope and Folkes later on.
Yeah, it was, but again, it's I think that's the wicket. I think when the ball does get older, it does get a little bit easier to bat, and I think it's no different here. The sun's out for the next 4 days as well, so I think it'll be tough for bowlers as the game goes on. But as I said, we're in a good position in the game, and hopefully we can press that home tomorrow.
No Gareth Berg today. Has the berth arrived yet? Has anything happened yet?
Not as I know of him. He hasn't put anything on our WhatsApp group, so we'll be the first to know about if he does. But no, not yet. But obviously, yeah, not sure when it's coming. Sure.
Well, you're not far behind that. And Chris Wood, I mean, first time you've taken the field on the championship with him for ages.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Obviously, he's one of my best mates, so to have him... To play a 4-day game with him after a few years is brilliant, and yeah, he's worked hard for 2 years. He's obviously been injured a little bit, and it's been hard for him. So for him to come out and bowl the way he did was brilliant.
Did you know when he got Elgar out that was his 100th first class wicket, or did he know?
I didn't know that, but yeah, that's brilliant for him. Yeah. I said he's worked hard. He's obviously been in the gym, which can be quite boring at times with rehab. So to get a few overs in and bowl as economically he did there and do a job for the team was brilliant.